who's like at the beginning of thanking Natalie for the work that goes into preparing and getting schedule and just the difficulty of getting through to me. And so to try to warm up a little bit before Chanukah on a cold night in Kislev. Every yontiv has its own particular chayin, its own beauty, its own charm, its own nekuda hapnimis, every yontiv. And all of our learning each yontiv is to try to understand what is the chayin.
If you don't talk into the mic, we can't hear you.
What is the chayin of that particular yontiv? And all of the avoda of a yontiv revolves around that nekuda hapnimis, the inner point that gives the yontiv that beauty and charm. And there's no question that the inyan of the yontiv of Chanukah is light. That's obvious. Or, but the Sfarim, all the Sfarim talk about is the Or HaGonos, the hidden light of creation, Chanukah. The mitzvah is candles. Yavan, Greece, that world is a world of darkness. Yachshichu einayim sheYisrael choshech is Yavan, is Greece. And obviously, the entire avoda of Chanukah at this time of the year is to be mizdabek, to attach ourselves to this or. Whatever it is, we'll talk a little bit about it, one aspect of it tonight. To attach ourselves to this or, the yontiv of Chanukah is the nitzachon, is the victory of light over darkness, the light of Yisrael over the darkness of Yavan. The Maral points out how we even see that in the world, that exactly at the time of Chanukah, the light of day begins to become longer, the day becomes longer. In other words, the day defeats the night. That koch of overcoming the darkness in the world begins with the yontiv of Chanukah. So let's just ask a very simple question. And I want to talk about something very, very, very poshut, which I believe is so important, that we really have to try to think about all the time. The simple question is, why did Hashem create light before everything else? The first thing in creation is light. Now, of course, that's sweet. Light is beautiful. It enables us to enjoy, to see, to experience. But in Metzius, in reality, there are things that are more essential than light. Unfortunately, there are people who can't see. One can exist. Oxygen, air, water, food. And yet, the Rebbeinu created a world beginning with light. And we need to understand that. We need to think about it on our level, what that means. So the Ramchal in Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Chof Aleph, the Ramchal is discussing there different ways that one can acquire chassidus, how we can become great people. And one of the conditions of acquiring chassidus is hisbonenus. Hisbonenus means contemplating. It means thinking deeply. But he's not talking about something intellectual. He says, "Ubehizbainanai al raiv chasadav imanu." Means one needs to think about, to meditate upon, the great kindness of Hashem, His love for us. Bal gadol ahavasu yisbarach liYisrael, the great love that Hashem has for Yisrael. Bal kirvas hayisharim, loving to think about the closeness of tzaddikim. Hashem, umalas atarva mitzvahs, and the great fortune that we have, that Hashem gave us and only us Torah mitzvahs, And he continues and says, Vaday shetislahid bo ahava az. Only if a person contemplates these things. And we all know this to be true. But the Ramchal is saying only a person who thinks about it is misboinein in these things will be inflamed with the love of Hashem. Will feel that great love of Hashem. And therefore David HaMelech says, Vayisboinenu chasdei Hashem. Vayisboinenu chasdei Hashem. To contemplate, to think deeply about the great chasdei Hashem in our lives. Now there are people who have a natural inclination to think about, to contemplate davke chesroinus, things that are missing in the world, things that are lacking in their lives, things that are wrong with other people, things that are wrong with themselves, things that are wrong with school, with shul, with life, etc. These are people who have a dreidel that only has the letter shin, you know. It's one letter on the dreidel of these people, just the letter shin. And everywhere they look, they see peronius, they see devastation, destruction, bad news, tragedies. Did you hear what happened today? Three dots, and so on. David HaMelech says in Shmuel Beis Perek Yudches, Ish toiv zeh ve'al besura toiv ve'al besura toiv yovo. That means that an ish tov, a person who is be'etzem good, an ish tov, he has a need to say good things. To mimavase besaras toivus. Not to say, did you hear how many people were shot yesterday? Not to go on and talking and concentrating on these things, but an ish toiv el besura tova yovo. An ish toiv is looking and enjoys giving besuras toivus. An ish toiv, a guter mensch, enjoys bringing good news to people. Davke enjoys sharing good news with people. And there are people that we know, and sometimes we see it in ourselves, that speak in such a way that it would seem that chalila, the world is mamish a dark world, that the world is run by Yavin, that the world is a world of darkness, not a world of light. And the reason for this is, again, I want it very, very pushit and actually to even be a little bit practical. The reason for this is because there are two koiches in a person. One is called the koach of binyan, of building. There's a koach of building, to build, to create, to build. And there's a koach of churban. There's a koach, a very natural, scary koach in a person. Each one of us has this koach, both of these koiches. A koach of binyan, of building, of creating. And a koach of churban. Churban means, of course, destruction. Now, naturally, it's much easier to destroy something than to build something. For instance, you see that it's very common that when people gather together to have a conversation, oftentimes, I don't want to say most of the time, but oftentimes, the topic of the conversation will turn to something, ultimately, that's negative. Lashon Hara, Rechilas, bad news, and so on. And it's not the usual topic beyond the first moment or two of social manners, niceties, and so on. It's not usual that people enjoy sitting around talking for a long time about good things and saying good things and sharing good things. It'll come up. But oftentimes the main topic of conversation is negative. Ad kedekach, that the Gemara says in Erechin, there in Taf Tezayin is the whole sugya, the main headquarters in Shas of the halachas of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara there says that one has to be careful even when saying, even when praising another person in the company of others. So you know this halacha. Even saying something good about another person in the company of other people. And the reason for that is, mitach shvochai or shivchai bolidei gnusai. Because once you're bringing already, once you're talking about chayla or sarla or maisha or barrel, once you're already talking, you're saying how he did this, he's so wonderful, he's so nice. By the way, there are other things about this person I think it's important to discuss. The Gemara says ad kedei kach, that it's in the under the heading of Hilchos Lashon Hara, they're saying something good about a person in the company of others, because it's so natural. It's so much the teva of people to use the koach of Chorban within themselves for some reason to access that koach of Chorban, to need to talk about Chorban, destruction, things that are negative, then speaking about binyan, things that are positive, things that are good. So the Ramchal is telling us is, v'yizbanil chazdei Hashem, only a person who strengthens this koach of hizbanilus, of meditation and contemplation, in other words, not just to know that the sun shines, but to think about it. Not just to know that my kids are wonderful, but to think about them. Not just to know that my husband, my wife, has done so much for me. Because the koch of Churban is so strong, the Ramchal is telling us that unless a person actively strengthens the koch of binyan within himself, the koch of binyan within himself, of building, of something positive, the natural netiyah is towards negativity. But what Ramchal is saying is that be'emes and truth, and this is what the Svarim will explain, the soul of a Jew detests negativity. The natural longing of the neshama is only tov, is good. The Gemara says in Menachas and Daphne Gimel, Yovai Toiv, Moshe Rabbeinu had another name, he had a number of names. One of his names is what? Tuvia. So the Gemara says, Yovai Toiv, Yikabel Toiv. Let the one who is good, Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. When he was born, the house was filled with light. Yovai Toiv, let the one who is good, let the one who is good come. Yikabel Toiv, to receive the Torah that is Tov. A lot of people don't feel the Torah is good. Intellectually, everybody would say that the Torah is good. But this is hard for me. This mitzvah is not good. This doesn't work out for me. This aveira I wouldn't have thought of. And so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, Yavai Tov, let the one who is good, Tuvia, Moshe Rabbeinu, let him come. V'yikabel Tov, to receive the Torah that is good. Mitov, from the one who is good. Hashem is Baruch, from the one who is good. L'toivim, and bring it and give it to the ones, the Jewish people who are toivim, who are good. It seems so simple, no? Yovo tov, yikabel tov, mitov l'toivim. That's the formula of Yiddishkeit. Moshe Rabbeinu is good, the Torah is good, the Baruch Shalom is good, and the Jews are good. Put it all together and everything is good. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's Aleph. When I mentioned a little while ago to my wife what I'll be talking about tonight, first I always say something about Yiddishkeit. Then she says, all right, what about Yiddishkeit? So then I told her a little bit about this. So she had a much better title. I didn't think of a title. I just said, call it Lichtig, which is what it's about, really. But my wife said, a positive spin. So, because the dreidel, right? A positive spin. Not the shin, but to begin to have a dreidel that has a strong gimel. A strong gimel. But I want, in the next few minutes, to just learn with you. I didn't finish that because I know it's hard for you at this time of the night and to start reading and learn inside. But I'm going to share with you a few Maira Makarmas to make it so clear, Bezah Hashem, how this formula that we just learned, the Yavah Tov, etc., that this formula is so important that it's not only a matter of perspective, of how you look at things, but it's also a question of how things will actually turn out. I think that you all know that there's a famous saying among Jews, it really goes back to the Tzaddikim from Chabad. And if the Rebbe used to say this, and there was nobody that I could think of, certainly in our times, that was more positive than the Lubavitcher Rebbe Susilin. He turned everything into something beautiful, something that was gold, that was beautiful. It could be the worst thing in the Lubavitcher Rebbe, everything was tough. And by the Tzaddikim of Chabad, they had an expression that you all know, Tracht good, Verzeihen good. Think good, Tracht good. Tracht doesn't just mean a passing thought. Tracht means his bonus. Contemplate. Tracht gut. Wird sein gut. If you think good, wird sein gut, it's going to be good. Where does that come from? Tracht gut, wird sein gut. We've heard that, whether in English or in Yiddish, but what does that mean? Tracht gut, wird sein gut. It's more than just being a positive person. It's putting a positive spin, not only into words, but into action. Let me explain. After everything was created at the beginning of time, the Torah says, "Vayar l'kim ki tov." Hashem saw ki tov, that it's good. And the Ramban writes, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. The Ramban writes that what it says by every single phase of creation, "Vayar l'kim ki tov," it's not just a statement that Hashem was saying, "Hey, this is nice." It's not just that. The Ramban explains that way that Hashem saw creation as Tov itself was Mekayim creation. In other words, it plugged in everything into creation. It set it into motion. It sustained creation. So it wasn't just Hashem's opinion that the world is good, but that perspective of ki tov, vayar l'kim, that Hashem saw everything, ki tov, the Ramban says, is itself mekayim. It gives existence. It's not just an opinion. It itself is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned on the lights through ki tov. That means that a person who wants to activate the latent good in his children, in a spouse, in a friend, even in a flower, in a plant. I don't remember, I think one of our children did with the class.
I did.
Chani?
With the apple.
What was it exactly?
So you cut the apple in half and you put one in like a box that you write good on it and one bad, and I decorated it with stickers like the good one. Every day the kids would talk to the box, like to the apple, like, "Oh, you're so pretty," or whatever, and the other one said mean things to it. And the bad one got completely rotten, and the other one, after a week, stayed perfect, like it was a perfect apple, nothing happened to it.
Right. And there are many studies in creation that are made like this. Chani's so good because we always say good things to her. this is a truth in creation that even when it comes to physical matter, it responds to the thoughts, to his bonus of Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. Not only that Hashem's Baruch says something is Tov, but when a person wants to build the world that he lives in, to build my kids, to build my family, to build my students, even to build an apple, to build my house, to build a plant, to build a parnasa, to build anything in this world, from the beginning of creation, the Rabban tells us, "Vayar l'kim ki toiv." The key to building the world that we live in goes back to the beginning of time. Vayar ki toiv. To see and to say and to repeat and to be mechazik in oneself and all of our loved ones, ki toiv. It's gevaldik. When a person does the opposite and he seeks the nekudas of Chorban, because in everything that exists there's also Yavan, there's the darkness of Greece. There's that place of Churban in all that exists. And that Nakuda of Churban means to find what's wrong with a spouse, with a kid, with a friend, with a student, and so on. Even with things. But to be focused on the negative, on the Nakuda of Churban. Even to blame, we're talking about even oneself. To blame myself this, and to think negatively, to think horribly about myself as it's my fault that this is bad, this is rotten, this is no good. The Baruch Shalom is teaching us, and this is what the Rabban is explaining us, to us, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is matbia in creation, that Hashem wove into the fabric of creation. Such a thing. It's astonishing. This thing is called Vayar Kitov. Tracht gut, vetzayin gut. That there's such a metzias in creation. Not only is it a metzias in creation, all of creation was made, the whole universe, all worlds were created in this way. That's why at every point of creation, the Baruch Shalom stops at the end and says, now I'm going to turn this on. I'm going to press the button. And how does Hashem press the button for everything? Vayar l'kim kitov. Ding. And it lights up. And that means that the opposite of that, chalila, the way to turn buttons off in creation, off, means... or the way that that happens is by bringing out the Nakud of Churban, that point of Churban, that point of darkness, that point of ugliness. Let me just explain this a little bit in the context of some Svarim, so it should be very, very clear. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Samach, it says that Rav Hamnuna heard Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nelson giving a krechs. Now Jews krechs a lot. I don't know, in English I guess they would use the word sigh, but a sigh is not a krechts. A krechts has in it all the years of Golus, right? A krechts. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Hamnuna, who is a big Baal Sod, Rav Hamnuna is a very mysterious person, he's a big Baal Kabbalah, that Rav Hamnuna heard Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nelson krechtsing. It means whatever, he had a hard day. Whatever it was in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nelson's life, he gave a krechts. Oi! Oy. And the Gemara says that Rav Hamnuna said to Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nelson, Yisurim boya hu garvula asuya nafshay. Are you trying to bring Yisurim upon yourself? Are you trying to bring Tzaris into your life? In other words, the Talmud Torah teaches us, Kama yishiyodim isnaig lamata, the way that a person conducts himself in this world, the way that you are in this world, the way that you behave, conduct yourself in this world, you open up a corresponding koach above. Hashem Yisbach gave us such unbelievable power. Mamish kefi mashi yisnahig kach mashpiyim ilamala. The Ramak says in Talmud Torah, mamish, the way that you react, respond, see something here in this world. Kach, he says, mamish. Kefi mashi esnai kach mashpia milamala. That's how kivyochel Hashem is going to be mashpia. Hashem is going to send down from above. The Gemara has a way of defining this mahalach as b'derech she'adam roitzei leilech marlichen oisai. B'derech she'adam roitzei leilech, the way that a person wants to go, marlichen oisai. Marlichen oisai means they take him. Now the Marsha asks, it should say b'derech she'adam roitzei leilech marlich oisai, that the way that a person wants to go, in other words, the way you call the shots here in this world, whether you decide it's going to be a moment of binyan, of building something toiv, or a moment, chas v'shalom, of what? Of churban and something negative, something bad. It's up to you. So it should say, l'chara, the Marsha asks, it should say, b'derech shodim roitzei leilech marlich oisai. It should be that Hashem follows suit. In other words, he follows our cues. So it should say, in the singular, B'derech shodem roitzei leilech, moilich oisai. So why does it say in the plural, moilichen oisai? They take. Who are they? So Masha says, shekol machshove v'dibra v'maise ha'odom, with every thought, every word and every action of a person, the person creates a malach, an angel, lefi inyono, according to that inyon of that thought, that word, and that action. Im l'tov, im l'ra. If the thought is a positive thought, then it's a good malach. If the thought chalila is a negative thought, or the word is a negative word, then it's a dark malach. It's a yevani. It's a malach from Yavin, of Chayshach. Ukefir ritzoynei v'dayta shel Adam. Therefore, the Maharsha explains, the Gemara is telling us, it's up to the rotzen of a person and the thoughts of a person. Marlichen oisai oisin hamalachim. He is carried along in reality in his life by these angels that he created. If he created positive angels, malachim, whatever that means, then marlichen oisai, then these malachim will carry him along in a positive way in this world, and good things happen. If chalila, the thoughts, the words, the actions are negative, so the Maharsha says, "Kfi v'tzudah v'leiv shalom alichnei say, aysam lochem anivraim aiser rotsna machshav ashabo." Then chas v'shalom, it could be in a negative way, in a destructive way. Now, in many places, the Maharal talks about this. I'm referring right now to the Chiddush Hagadol that he writes in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Well, there the Maharal is talking about how we find that there are people who by nature are extremely nervous. And he gives an example in the context of that Gemara. We don't have time to go into all Gemara, but in the context of that Gemara, the Gemara is discussing poverty. And the Maharal is explaining how a person who is worried about poverty, he obsesses, doesn't mean a passing thought, but he obsesses over that nekuda of churban that's called poverty, being poor. So the Maharal writes, Shom Marlichen Oisai. He is driving himself deeper and deeper into that world of poverty. By thinking and worrying about poverty, the Maharal explains, he brings himself, or the Malachim that he creates, that he generates through these worries that he has, these fears that he has. Marilichnos, the Maharal says, that these thoughts themselves cause the person to enter into the world of poverty. And he brings a pasuk in Iyov, that Iyov says in the third parak, Es asher yagarti, that which I was afraid of, boli, it has come to my life. The Maharal explains that through those worries that a person has, Asher yagarti means to be afraid. That which I am afraid of, boli. Now, I know some of you are thinking right now, oh, even now I'm getting nervous about the things that I'm nervous about, and I think about so many negative things, and now I'm in big trouble. Asher yagarti boli. One of the great early Talmidei Baal Shem was the Rebbe Reb Mendel from Vitebsk, Schussi Erlein. He's buried in Tveria. Reb Mendel from Vitebsk was one of the tzaddikim that came from the Talmidei Baal Shem to Eretz Yisrael and established the yeshuv of Chassidim in the city of Tveria. And it was zoche to have a number of letters that are printed in his sefer pre Haaretz. In the 22nd letter, Reb Mendel writes to the Chassidim. He kept in touch with the Chassidim back in Europe. So we have letters back and forth from the Chassidim to the Rebbe. And in Michtav Chav Beis, in the 22nd letter, he writes the following. Listen carefully. Hini yadu she'ikar adam hu ha-machshava. The Baal Shem Tov taught over and over that a person is where his thoughts are. And the ikar of a person, since that's the essence, the deepest part of a person is not where we physically are, it's where we mentally and emotionally are. Because the ik of a person, the essence of a person, are his thoughts, not his guf, not the body. The body is a kleinikai. That which is eternal is the mind, one's thoughts. V'niyadu she'ikar ha'adam hu ha'machshava. V'almokim ha'shetipol ha'machshava sham hu ha'adam. And a person really, really is where his thoughts are. That's where a person really is. A person who is thinking impure thoughts, it means that he is in a world of tumah, because that's where his thoughts are. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in the beginning of Nefesh Chaim, there's a famous piece on this, that the mind destroys more than anything that Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were able to destroy in Yerushalayim. The mind of a person destroys much more than anything that was ever destroyed by any enemy of the Jewish people. The mind of a Jew is more destructive than any of our enemies. Ki achoshe machshava is tuma, hayu tamei. Ulidach, machshava is tahara. And when a person, even if a person is in a bad place, but he is thinking thoughts of purity, of tahara, so then, since the thoughts are the essence of the person, he's in a world of tahara. Bekach nami beinyin hadinim verachmim, and so it is in the inyin of dinim and rachmim, of strictness, of judgment, and of compassion and mercy. Da chayshev mitzaraisav, a person who dwells upon the tzaras of his life, his difficulties and his challenges, a person who dwells upon the tzaras. Listen to these words. Harehu kemachnis atzmo b'soichem amok amok. It's like you are taking yourself and you're putting yourself into the tzaras, amok, amok, deep into the tzaras, mamish. And he writes then, hinei b'nei kehila kedisha b'shankivitz. The Jews of b'shankivitz, hayu sholchem elai b'chol shana b'shana. Every year, he says, the Jews of b'shankivitz would send me a letter, or they send me a letter, Shabohim boichem es matzav panasosim. In the letter they would send me, the chassidim of Bishankovitz would send me a letter, crying. In the letter they would be crying to me about the tzaras they're having with panasosim, because they're crying. Rebbe, help, Rebbe, right? They're crying about the tzaras back in Russia, as if things were so great in Tveria, you know. But they were crying to the Rebbe, help. So the Rebbe writes, the people of Bishankovitz send me a letter every year. In which they are crying and krechsing over the panasim. It's hard for me to read the letter. That was the Rebbe said, he reads it, but it's hard for me to read the letter. This year, he says, Baruch Hashem, I didn't get the letter from the Jews from Bishankovitz. I didn't get such a letter. And I am certain that this year, as a result of them not crying about it and thinking about it, that their panosa is going to be berevach, much greater. Which it says later on that it was a gevaldig year, this whole thing happened over there, they found something, and they made a panosa, because when they didn't write the letter about the tzaras. Because it seems to me they must have written a letter about other things, about the learning, the davening, whatever was going on, and they didn't write about the difficulties, which they had, but they didn't write about it that year. They gave the Rebbe a year off, this whole business of Panos. And the Rebbe says, the reason that this year is going to be gevaldik, coming up, the things are going to be better, is because because they're not immersed in the daigas and thoughts and daigas and worries about parnasa. Kemachashiv machashovas toivois, yovah hatoiv olav. Because when a person thinks machashovas toivois, good thoughts, v'yar lokim ki toiv, when a person thinks good thoughts, and he uses the koach habinyin shebenefesh that Hashem gave us, only a Jew has such a koach of creating, of mamish building the world, yovah hatoiv olav. Rav Mendler writes, Yovah HaTov Olav, then when a person thinks Machshavas Toivos, Yovah HaTov Olav, the good comes. Yovah HaTov Olav. And that's where we find a term that's used by some of the Rishonim. It's found, I saw it in the Bina Leitim and the Sefer Haredim, but there are many, many Svarim from the early ones, who they call the thoughts of a person Navi Katan, a little Navi. A little Navi. A Navi says something of what's going to be in the future. And there is this term that's found in the Kadmainim, that a person's mind, his thoughts, are a Navi Katan, a little Navi. A little Navi. The Gemara says, I'm sure you remember, it's brought down in many Sfarim, that when there were Jews that were coming towards the town, and they heard screaming coming from the town. And Hillel said, so other people start to gewalt, and Hillel said, Muftach ani she'ein ze b'soich beisi. I have bitachon that it's not coming from my house. Muftach ani shlovi. Now, the way that I grew up, my mother, she should be well, is that whatever crying is going on in the world, it's most likely coming from my house. Yesterday, there was a police officer that came here in the middle of the day. I was learning with some of the chavra, we were learning in the room, and the police officer came, and he said he wants to speak to the rabbi, and I saw him sitting outside. I just thought to the gewalt, is it my wife, is it the children, is it the grandchildren, is it my parents, is it somebody from the shul? What happened? And he came to tell me that there was a mice that happened, the anti-Semitic thing that happened in the store, and he wanted me to know that and it was one of the chevra from the shul, that the police are looking into it and so on. But my instinctive thought was, life is finished. What happened? Why is the police officer coming to talk to me? What's going on? In the middle of the day, what happened? Hillel's instinctive reaction to seeing the police officer was, Muftachani, I am certain that this is something that is not taking place in my house. Muftachani, she'ein zeh b'soich beisi. He wasn't this spoiled. He didn't allow himself to go to that scary, negative place. It takes a tremendous amount of his bainavus. Now, this Torah of Mendel Vitebska that we learned in his letter just now, it's traced back, I mentioned before, it's traced back to the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov himself. And we find in Kesher Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov taught the following. The Baal Shem Tov didn't write any Svarim. What we have brought down in the Svarim, teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. So in Kesher Shem Tov, which is one of the earliest collections of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, we find Bo'olam Yesh In this world, there is the atmosphere or the air, the oxygen of Gan Eden, and there's the oxygen or the air of Gehenna, of paradise and of Gehenna. Kasha Odom Chayshev Machshavas Tayvais. When a person concentrates to think, Machshavas Tayves, good thoughts. Umedaber Diburim Tayvim, and he says good things. Mefit Seviva Avir Gan Eden. He spreads around him. It's like giving a spritz. He gives a spritz around him of the air, the atmosphere, the fragrance of Gan Eden, of paradise. Vakashu Chayshav Machshavas Shliliyais. And when a person thinks negatively and says negative words, he spreads around him, he gives a spritz of that smell of Gehenna. That's why one of the greatest avodas of the tzaddikim, and now we're going to understand something in a very, very simple way, that all of us have felt if we've had the schus to be in the presence of a tzaddik. That's why one of the big avodas of tzaddikim is referred to in this form as hamtakas adinim, sweetening dinim. Dinim means strict judgment. And the tzaddik is always, especially the most famous tzaddik, was always Isaac every minute of his life in vimantik dinim. Which tzaddik would you say that was? It's famous for being the Beditshev, Rav Levi Yitzchak from Beditshev. Akedekach, that even when you have a Kabbalah, there's a Kabbalah from the Chassidim, but when you say the name of Levi Yitzchak Maditshev, just to say his name, especially if you say Levi Yitzchak in Sarasasha, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when that name is said, just spoken, it brings down a fragrance of Gan Eden into the world. And even if you say the word Badichev, which is a miserable town in the Ukraine, but it's not a town, it's a city, but it's a place of Rabbi from Badichev. If you even say the word Badichev, just to say Badichev, it already brings Tam Tokis Adinim. It already changes its Vayel Kim Kitov, that even the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochel is like in a bad mood or something. And you say Lev Yitzchak and Sarasasha, the person says, Lev Yitzchak and Sarasasha, why don't you say so? And then things come into the world, good things. Akide Kach was the Badichev as Agutta. Rav Moshe Lipsasova, in the last generation, before ours, Rabbi Arula from Bells, other tzaddikim, the Indian Hamtokas Adinim, but the tzaddikim are Isaac in saying something positive. Even in a situation that's crazy bad, there was just going around now a thing from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. One of the Chevra from Shul sent me a thing from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That years ago he was talking to a certain chazan about his, and he was there with his wife and with one of his kids, and they were saying how they have a child that is autistic, lo aleinu, a child is autistic, and they were, you know, the father said it with a krechs. What are you going to say? You have a child that's autistic. It's a shvera matzav. It's bad. So the Rebbe starts to say right away. The Rebbe starts to, an autistic child. He said these children have a gevaldige kesh with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said they don't have so much a kesh with people. But they have such that they have a greater connection to Kadosh Baruch than regular people. You couldn't say anything to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, anything to him, that he didn't turn around in such a way. L'tayv. Now, the koch of a tzaddik, mamtik dinim, is a very, very deep thing. And many people think that when I go to the tzaddik and I give my name and I give a kritl and the tzaddik davens for me, then through the koches of his tefillahs, that's going to, perhaps, with Hashem's hearing the tefillahs of the tzaddik, that's going to bring me Yeshua. Which, of course, is true. That the tefillahs of the tzaddik are very, very powerful. There's no question about it. But the tzaddikim explain, that these tzaddikim themselves explain, that it's not only the tefillahs. And oftentimes, there's such a wall between heaven and earth that the tefillahs of the tzaddik cannot be poor, that he cannot do that with his tefillahs. So what happens? The Sfarim said the following: when you go to the tzaddik, so this person comes to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I have a child that's autistic. So he's bringing into the world, autism is an inyan of dinim, it's terrible dinim, it's difficult, it's hard. They're dinim in that sickness of autism. And the tzaddik hears that. He doesn't even daven a word yet. He didn't even see the name yet. But the tzaddik says something good. Something good. Gives it a positive spin to a gimel. Takes it out of the shin and gives it a gimel. The tzaddik gives it a good spin. He says a word of chizik, a good vart, a pshat, something positive. He gives you some encouragement that there'll be a Yeshua. So he says, the tzaddikim say that when the person hears that, then all of a sudden he feels that he's been removed from the world of Churban, of Yavan, from the world of the Shin, of the Dreidel, and he finds himself now in the world of Yisrael, of the Gimel, of the Dreidel. When the Tzaddik, since he looks up to the Tzaddik, and he respects the Tzaddik, and he loves the Tzaddik, and he trusts the Tzaddik, when the Tzaddik takes the Dreidel out of his hands and says, not the Shin, and the Tzaddik says, here's the Gimel of this story of your life, here's the Gimel. So the Sfarim say that what brings about the Yeshua for that person is not the tefillah of the tzaddik. It could be the tzaddik didn't even say a word yet. But the person himself, listen to this, the person himself who's the Baal Yisurim, who sees dinim in his life, everywhere he looks he sees dark, 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 difficult, bad, tzaras, and so on. And by hearing a positive word and getting a positive spin on the dreidel from the tzaddik lifts him out of the world of Churban and brings him into the world of Binyan, lifts him out of the choshech of Yavan and takes him to a reality that's called Vayar Lekim Kitov, a world that's Kitov, a world that's Tov Ma'od, where the person suddenly starts to think, you know, there's something good about this, there's something positive in this, the Baruch Shalom loves me, the Baruch Shalom loves my kid, there's something good about this. That al yedei zeh, through that itself, like we learned in the Ramban at the beginning of creation, you turn the switch that says on. Oyhev yomim lirais tov. If you love the days of your life, lirais tov, you will see good days in your life. Oyhev yomim lirais tov. So the inyan of hamtokes adinim by the tzaddik is not just the tefillas of the tzaddik. Of course, that's powerful. But the ikur is that it could even be from a friend to another friend. From a parent to a child. It doesn't have to just be to go to a tzaddik. It's not just a tzaddik. Hashem Zohar gave each and every one of us such a koach through telling somebody who's going through a hard time a good joke. This was an avoid of tzaddikim as well. The Rav Shitzer was famous for that, but the other tzaddikim we see even in the Gemara, that there was an avoid of telling a good joke, of being able to take a person out of a dark place, out of a morish chayra, and they bring him into a good place. Everybody here knows that if your child has, your grandchild, your child has a teacher who says good things about him, about her, who talks about life in a happy and positive and good way, then it does much more than a good word to an apple in a box. And that kid starts to become good. That child begins to blossom, begins to change. A teacher who lives in the world of binyan is the most precious commodity on earth. A teacher who creates an atmosphere of Gan Eden in a classroom. Parents who have a house where there's an avir, the Gan Eden, where it's not, oh, did you hear this sorrow, and did you hear that sorrow, and did you hear this one got divorced, did you hear this one got divorced, and do you know what, and everybody always begins by saying, Nabuch, it's terrible. And all the things that are going on and talking about other people, Shlechte Zachen, and this person did a terrible thing, this one did that, and so on. And the whole house is now Virat Gehen Mamish. And the mind of a person is a Navi Katan, Lo Aleinu. And that Navius of a person that sees darkness, that sees Yavan wherever he looks, and brings it into the classroom, and brings it into the house. When the Tzaddikim say that the mind, and especially when the mind continues on with saying actual, brings it into speech, that it's a Novi Katan, it means that you are predicting what's going to be in your own house, in your own world, Chas V'Shalom. You are writing a Nevuah. They call a self-fulfilling prophecy, there's a term like that in English. You are writing such a Nevuah. The Tzaddikim are not saying that we should be naive. None of the Tzaddikim are naive people. You think the Lubavitch Rebbe is not smart? You think he's not smarter than us? You think he doesn't understand what autism is? Anytime anybody ever spoke to the Lubavitch Rebbe about any subject in the world, he knew more than them. So the Rebbe read every book on autism. You can assume that. In English, French, Yiddish, German, whatever there was, he knew it. So, but he comes along and says, oh, autism, no. It's a kesh with the Bar Yerim. It's a gewaldige thing that the child has such a kesh with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to put a pushkin into his room, he said, the Rebbe said, put a pushkin in the room. When people come into the room, your son's going to say, you should put a penny into the pushka, and be mezaka of the Jews with mitzvahs. That's the Rebbe's world. He wasn't smart. The Rebbe wasn't saying to be naive. He wasn't saying that the child shouldn't get help. He wasn't saying you shouldn't get extra help and whatever services are needed for this kid. Of course you should. What the Rebbe is saying is that you have a choice. Either you can look at Yavan, you're going to see Yavan everywhere, you're going to look with the eyes of Yavan, or you're going to look with the eyes of the tzaddik. You're going to either look at everything with a shin, or you're going to see everything with the spin of a gimel. You're either going to be a person that generates the air of Gan Eden, or somebody, the Chalila, brings the air of Gehenna. You're either going to be an ish matok, a sweet person. You know, everybody, every single one of you knows in your life, sweet people. And you know the pleasantness of being the Dad Amos, of an Ish Matok, of an Isha Mituka. There's nothing that's sweeter than that. That's Mamtik Dinim, being in the presence of somebody who's sweet, and how you have to run away from a Fabisina person. You have sometimes there's a girl that she's waiting for shidduch 6 months, a year, 2 years. This is afabisana, atzebrochana, and the world knows to stay away from her because she's depressed. She's sad. She's filled with worries. And the zivug that she might have waiting for runs away because nobody wants. Everybody has their own pekelech. Nobody needs more gehenna. Nobody wants gehenna. Nobody needs gehenna. But when there's an ish matok, when there's a person who's sweet, when there's someone who generates sweetness, not criticism, not negativity, when there's a person who walks around with a dreidel, with one letter, with the letter gimel, everybody wants to be with that person, in the Dalai Lama's with that person. Rav Dessler, I mentioned this in the Chabura last Erev Shabbos, that there was something bad was going on. I'm not sure this happened in Europe, but this was already in Bnei Brak, but something bad was happening, and there was a lot of dark talk going around the town. And Rav Dessler, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kodesh Levracha, Rav Dessler was sitting with Talmidim, and he held up a white piece of paper that had a black dot in the middle. And he asked the Bochum, "What do you see?" And the Bochum altogether, they said, "They see a black dot." So Dessler said the following. This is what it says in the Sefer. Hayatam royin nakuda ketana shchera. You see a tiny little dot that's black. But there's a huge piece of cardboard or whatever it is of oak tag that's loving, that's white and pure. Do, Rav Dessler said, you should know. The man has such a nature of korban to see the black dot. Even though it's one tiny little percentage of the whole white thing, even though it's a tiny little nakud, and the white is really ruling over the entire page. Derech Hayoshu, so he said to the boys, I'm telling you now, the Derech Hayoshu, the right way that Hashem wants, the Derech Hayoshu, who is boinen ala toiv v'halovin, stay focused on the majority, which is white. The vast majority of life is good. The vast majority of our lives is good. White. Al haroy, al royv hatoyv, because Baruch Mashpia Lena b'chol Eisa b'chol Shah. The holy need of the story of the Chanukah candles is Ein Lona Rishus L'Istamesh from El Leroy Sembelvad. Everywhere you look, lichtik, to see lichtikkeit, to see light. Ein Lona Rishus L'Istamesh from El Leroy Sembelvad. We have one more minute, if you could. If you could just pass this around. Thanks, Jessica. You know, I love the poems of this Ruth Lewis. I forgot her real name. Sorry something. Sarah Rosenblatt. She had a bunch of aliases. So just at the last minute before I came in, I quickly just want... I focused on these two poems. Let's just do it very, very quickly. Takes a second. Shkar. The first one we did a few years ago, maybe like 2 years ago, but let's do it again. It's called When I Consider. When I consider how you, meaning Hashem, when I consider how you love me, I think the key word has to be unconditionally. Not because you see in me a diamond in the rough, all I could be potentially, but intrinsically, unconditionally, where I am now. When I consider how you love me thus and infinitely, there stirs, awakens deep in me an answering love. And then I yearn, I long to be all you've created me to be. I don't have to explain that. That's something to live with. Next, it's called Struggling. There's a couple of pages later, I just cut it out and put it on the same page. That's why there's a little black line you see on top of it. Okay, it's called Struggling. Struggling is good. Think caterpillar wriggling from cocoon. Right? What happens after that? Think baby chick pecking out of egg. Think crab struggling out of shell. Think snake struggling out of skin. Think joy struggling out of pain. Think dawn struggling out of darkness. Think good struggling out of evil. Think everything, really. Think 120 years of struggling, and then think light, lichtig. That's all we have to think more about it. Hashem as well should give each and every one of you, myself, all of us, all of Am Yisrael, the entire world, a lechtig in Chanukah. A Chanukah that's filled with gimels. I can accept that even the Mashiach isn't here yet, that we should be zeichet to see in everything in life only the gimels. How much we have to be thankful for, and all the good and all the brachas that Hashem has given each and every one of us. And through those good thoughts and positive thoughts, the big, big dreidel of David HaMelech is going to land on that gimel. That's going to be the gimel that takes us to Yerushalayim, with the geula, the gimel of geula, the geula of Amitis, and maybe even Amen.